Chinese State Media, Patriotic Teachers Needed for Racist Hong Kong Students. By Francis Martel on July 18, 2019. China's state-run Global Times newspaper accused the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong of hosting speeches full of violence, hostility, and racism towards Chinese people in a column Wednesday, not mentioning that the vast majority of the population of Hong Kong is Han Chinese. The newspaper once again blamed the allegedly inferior education in Hong Kong, where universities champion free speech and thought, for teaching problematic truths about the repressive nature of Chinese communism. Without the Communist Party thoroughly infiltrating Hong Kong academia, the article concludes, protests and conflict would continue in the autonomous region. Protests against the Chinese Communist Party have not abated for nearly 2 months, beginning with a citywide commemoration of the Tiananmen Square massacre in early June. Protesters have organized another march, likely attracting thousands, for Sunday. The protesters at first began marching against a proposed law that would have allowed China to extradite anyone present on Hong Kong soil if the Communist Party accused them of violating Chinese law, which imposes severe restrictions of civil and political rights. The Hong Kong Legislative Council tabled the bill, which prevents a vote but allows any lawmaker to revive it swiftly, in mid-June. Protesters continued to take the streets, however, demanding a full withdrawal of the bill, in addition to freedom for imprisoned protesters and a declaration that the police's initial description of the largely peaceful protests as riots was incorrect. On Wednesday, the Global Times blamed Western media for legitimizing the Hong Kong protests by accurately noting that they have been largely peaceful in their goal, preserving the capitalist and free society the United Kingdom gifted to China in 1997, has remained coherent. Western media is instigating the youth in Hong Kong to confront their motherland and inciting conflict between the special administrative region and the mainland by justifying their violent protests as a movement to preserve Hong Kong's freedoms, the newspaper claimed. In the Global Times reality, however, racism was behind much of the anti-China sentiment, the column continued. The Global Times also did not define racism against the mainland. The mainland, the term the Chinese use for the territory that is actually governed through Beijing, as opposed to the independent territories in Taiwan, the South China Sea, Tibet, and elsewhere that the communists illegitimately claim, is of majority Han ethnicity. Hong Kong is 92% Han Chinese, a largely homogeneous society according to Hong Kong's Home Affairs Department. The major difference between the Han of Hong Kong and the Han of Beijing is that the former speak Cantonese, while the latter speak Mandarin. The Chinese government propaganda outlet went on to claim that pro-establishment Hong Kong lawmakers are complaining that it is difficult to reasonably and effectively communicate with the youth because of the free nature of academia in Hong Kong. Since the Chinese Communist Party does not control curricula or assign patriotic textbooks to high schools and universities, students have the ability to decide their opinions on political matters for themselves, a disturbing development for China. Citing the head of a pro-communist group called Hong Kong Youth Enlightenment, the newspaper urged the Communist Party to recruit more teachers who are patriotic and knowledgeable rather than letting anti-mainland opposition forces dominate the city's education. The Global Times made a similar call for patriotic education last week, lambasting Hong Kong students' work ethic. Some young Hong Kong people who are infatuated with the West have never been to the mainland. They are scared of China's rising power for no reason, the newspaper claimed at the time. The Communist Party has made efforts to paint the Hong Kong protest movement as a reckless mob of angry young people. While many of the protesters are indeed young students, thousands are older Hong Kong citizens who simply want to maintain the liberal society they grew up in under British rule. In an attempt to dispel the stereotype that the Chinese government is spreading, a group of 9,000 older protesters joined with the pro-democracy movement called a Silver Hair March on Wednesday to express solidarity with younger anti-China dissidents. Police Commissioner Stephen Lo claimed the protesters threw bricks and other solid objects at police. Protesters claimed many officers did not properly identify themselves and cited the lack of reports of vandalism or theft as proof of the peaceful nature of the crowd. The owners of the Newtown Mall have insisted since Sunday that they reported no disturbances to police and did not explicitly allow officers into the mall, prompting nightly crowds to form at the mall's customer service desk demanding answers. the Civil Human Rights Front, one of the main dissident groups organizing the protests, has called for another march on Sunday against police brutality. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.